Until the day she died, Maria wore a sapphire the man she'd loved had given her, just to remind herself of what was important and what was not. For a very long time after she was gone, some people insisted they saw an icy blue figure in the fields late at night when the air was cold and still. They swore that she walked past the orchards, traveling north, and that if you were very quiet, if you didn't move at all, but stayed down on one knee beside the old apple trees, her dress would brush against you. And from that day forward, you'd be lucky in all matters, as would your children after you, and their children as well. In the small portrait the aunts have sent Kylie for her birthday, which arrives in a packing crate 2 weeks late, Maria is wearing her favorite blue dress, and her dark hair is pulled back with a blue satin ribbon. This oil painting hung on the staircase in the Owens house for 192 years, in the darkest corner of the landing, beside the damask drapes. Jillian and Sally passed by it 1,000 times on their way up to bed, without giving it a second look. Antonia and Kylie played games of Parcheesi on the landing during their August vacations, and never even noticed that there was anything on the wall, other than spider webs and dust. They notice now. Maria Owens is hanging above Kylie's bed. She's so alive on the canvas, it's obvious that the painter was in love with her by the time he had finished this portrait. When the hour is late, and the night very quiet, it's almost possible to see her breathing in and out. If a ghost were to consider climbing in the window or seeping through the plaster, he might think twice about facing Maria. You can tell just by looking at her that she never backed down or valued anyone's opinion above her own. She always believed that experience was not simply the best teacher, it was the only one, which is why she insisted the painter include the bump on her right hand, where it had never quite healed. The day the painting arrived, Jillian came home from work smelling of French fries and sugar. Since Sally had chopped down the lilacs, every day was better than the one before. The sky was bluer, the butter set out on the table was sweeter, and it was possible to sleep through the night without nightmares or fears of the dark. Jillian sang while she wiped off the counters at the hamburger shack. She whistled on her way to the post office or the bank. But when she went upstairs and opened the door to Kylie's room to find herself face to face with Maria, she let out a screech that frightened all the sparrows in the neighbors' yards and set the dogs howling. "What a dreadful surprise," she said to Kylie.